This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush says Iraqi forces are making, quote, real progress as they take over responsibility for security in many areas of the country. He also acknowledged increasing sectarian violence in the aftermath of last month's bombing of a revered Shiite mosque.
The situation in Iraq is still tense, and we're still seeing acts of sectarian violence and reprisal. Yet out of this crisis, we've also seen signs of a hopeful future. We saw the restraint of the Iraqi people in the face of massive provocation.
The president speaking yesterday in the first in a series of speeches marking the 3-year anniversary of the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Polls show eroding public confidence in his performance and in the U.S. mission in Iraq. Joining me now is NPR's Vicky O'Hare. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did the president offer any new prescriptions for ending this conflict?
No, not really. He basically repackaged themes we've heard before. For instance, he talked about the need for Iraqi leaders to form a unified national government. That process has been disrupted by the recent violence over the bombing of the mosque. But the president did say one thing that we haven't heard before. He said that by the end of this year, Iraqi security forces will have taken most of the responsibility for more than 30,000 of the 170,000 square miles in Iraq. In February, the Pentagon sent a report, an assessment to Congress, which said that Iraqi forces have assumed ownership of slightly more than 12,000 square miles. So there's a bit of a difference there, and the Iraqi security forces are going to have a ways to go if they're going to achieve the goal that the president outlined. He also used this speech to issue yet another warning to Iran. The U.S. and Iran are at loggerheads, if you will, over Iran's nuclear program. And yesterday, the president accused Tehran of instigating violence across the border in Iraq. We've heard that from the Pentagon as well. Pentagon officials and the president again yesterday say that improvised explosive devices used in Iraq have been traced back to Iran. Pentagon officials also have accused Iran of sending agents into Iraq.
And has the administration offered any evidence to support those allegations?
No, and the Iranian government denies any complicity in what's going on in Iraq.
And back to the question of troops. Yesterday, Britain announced a 10% cut in its troops in Iraq. Did President Bush address the possibility of withdrawing any American forces in his speech?
He did, and it was his standard response. He said that any troop reduction will be made based on conditions on the ground and on the recommendations of U.S. military commanders. The Pentagon says that General George Casey, the top U.S. commander in Iraq, is going to make some sort of recommendation this spring on the issue of troops. But the latest violence in Iraq hardly creates a climate for a drawdown.
Now, last Saturday, the Pentagon briefed the president on its efforts to combat the use of roadside bombs, which are the leading cause of death for American forces in Iraq. Is the Pentagon making any progress on that?
Defense Department officials say they are. For one thing, they say they're getting better at detecting the bombs, which the Pentagon calls IEDs for improvised explosive devices. They say the Iraqis are coming forward to warn them of attacks, and they also have increasingly sophisticated surveillance technology. Also, the Pentagon has added armor to vehicles in the field, and that helped initially until the insurgents started using more explosives, and they started using shaped charges, which can penetrate just about anything. But this is a very high priority issue at the Pentagon, and as the president noted yesterday, the Defense Department is spending a lot of money to try to find solutions, $3.3 billion this year compared to, I think it was $1.2 billion last year.
Vicky, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
That's NPR's defense correspondent, Vicky O'Hara.